This is a teaser of the Two Solitude Soccer Podcast for patrons only, available on our Patreon page, patreon.com/sportspodcastingnetwork. $2 a month will give you access to the full interview and to 4 shows a month. See you on Patreon. Good day, good night, and welcome to the Two Solitude Soccer Podcast for patrons only, with Dwayne Rollins and myself, Kevin Laramie, joining us on the line tonight to talk about the Canadian Premier League, its future players, and their thought on the league. Steven Sandor from the 11.ca, who wrote a great article last week that was in details describing his many conversations he had with different players. Steven, how you doing?
Doing fine, thanks.
I'm going to start the... Go ahead, Wayne.
Go ahead, Kevin.
All right.
You go ahead.
Steven, so first of all, what was your thought behind this exercise that you did, talking about to many different players under anonymity to maybe get their true feelings about this issue?
You know, I think being around NASL as long as I have and somewhat USL, and, you know, I think as well, I think being in Canadian soccer journalism, you get a little bit tired of covering the burnout stories about guys who go to lower divisions in Europe or even some bigger divisions in Europe and end up not getting paid or end up, you know, getting tossed away or stuck sometimes more than once in their careers, to St. Ricketts, anybody. I know the Canadian Premier League has, you know, advertised itself as, you know, by Canadians for Canadians. And I think a lot of talk has been done about, you know, the national program itself. A lot of talk has been done about the owners and the supporters groups and fans, but not a lot about necessarily the players who might be attracted in terms of the players that maybe this league might need to seed itself, in terms of some of those guys who are playing in, let's say, lower European leagues or anywhere really in Europe, in USL, or former NASL guys, maybe even former MLS guys who might be looking to make that move to Canada or come back home, and really what they would want to see out of a league. Like, what would attract them to come back home? And I thought that there were some, obviously, answers that were really spread out in terms of what guys thought they might make in terms of money, but there were also some consistencies where there were some things that guys were pretty unanimous across the board on, in terms of what they wanted to see. And to me, that was more in the end, was more interesting. I think in some of the questions I asked, there was a widespread of, you know, of what guys wanted. But I think in terms of a few narrow things, there was a couple of key things that they kept coming back to in terms of where their thinking is. If let's say they would want to pursue a Canadian Premier League career down the road, and that, to me, were the more interesting things. And I think that the three big things: one is, why haven't their agents been contacted already, or where are things? This league seems really behind in terms of, you know, agents should already be in the know and players should be already being contacted and offers should already be out if this league is going to start in April, because guys have to make decisions about their futures and some have to determine on their option years with their teams wherever they are now and give answers with what they're going to do. So, you know, every week this goes by, that window closes for them to sort of leave it open for the NPL for 2019. The other big thing was guaranteed contracts. Guys aren't going to come back here if the contracts aren't guaranteed. You know, that if they're going to leave a guaranteed contract situation somewhere else, and not all of them have them, but most of them do, or many of them do, they aren't going to go on a tryout contract basis, or they're going to want at least a year guaranteed money, maybe even two, especially if they're going into what they consider the great unknown. They actually don't know what the level of play, the caliber of the Canadian Premier League is going to be. And I think in some guys' cases, it was actually more important than the dollar figure itself, was the fact that they would know that the money's going to be guaranteed. And I think that to me was a big unanimous across the board that I was hearing from the players, that's something that would be, you know, basically a hill they die on in terms of if they would come back or not. So, you know, there's a feeling that things are behind. And as well, the players told me, you know, the narrative from the league is going to be that, you know, they're going to bring guys back home. But guys were pretty clear, you know, home for me is either, you know, blank BC or Alberta or Southern Ontario. Home isn't all of Canada. That's like saying to anyone else, like, are you going to come, come home anywhere else. I mean, we're a large country, so a lot of guys said, you know, and a couple of guys specifically said, you know, Halifax is not my home. It's actually far away from where I live, and I'd expect that it might not be my first choice of where I'd want to play. Nothing against the city, but it's more of that it's not necessarily their home, and they're also a little bit concerned about the travel that would pose. But, you know, a lot of guys want that ability to know that, you know, if they're not going to make huge money to play, that they're going to be playing close to home and have family support and such, especially if they might need some help getting by.
Can you give us an example of the questions that you did ask to the players so we have a good overview of your article that you can find, by the way, at the11.ca?
I asked them sort of how much they'd be expecting to make, and that was a pretty widespread. And to be fair, some guys were saying that, you know, from what they're hearing of what the salary cap's going to be, that you know, if they made 40K, it would be okay. Some guys said, hey, I need to make at least 75. I don't know if the CanPL can do that. I mean, I'm not privy to the financial books, but from what I'm hearing on what the salary cap has sort of gone down to, and from what we're seeing and what some of the owners are talking about of under $1 million, that's going to be a hard ask on some of the upper reaches on money. I asked about guaranteed contracts. That was a big one, sort of like, is travel a concern? I think as a whole it wasn't such a big concern, but, you know, some guys did bring up the Halifax thing. And they did talk about, you know, ask guys about what they thought about coming home. And, you know, they were specific that home isn't necessarily all of Canada. Home is where they're from in Canada. And I think the other thing that the concern I was hearing over and over is about the timetable. Like, you know, when is this going to start? And, you know, so the other thing some guys were mentioning is that, you know, if they're coming from Europe and not making a lot of money, are they going to have a structure like European teams that don't pay a lot of money, where there's a lot of bonuses involved to make up for the fact that you don't make a ton of money on the contract? Is that it is a bonus-laden contract. I don't know if we're there yet, but, you know, certainly a lot of questions about, you know, what would bring them back. They're definitely very supportive and they want to see this league happen, but it's still, I think, the big thing, it's a great unknown.
Steven, I'm curious what surprised you the most from what you heard.
I got to say, the guaranteed contracts didn't surprise me. That's what I expect. And maybe in my future I'll be a player agent at some time. I don't know, but that part didn't surprise me at all. I think the interesting part is how the narrative changes. That I think really for most players, Canada as a whole is not their home. And I think we know that Canada is very regional. I mean, there's people in Canada, you know, who live in one part of the country, never been to the other part of the country, let alone know it well. So I think that there was some real caution with the idea that they could end up with any team. I thought, you know, and I think there was some caution about some of the places where they haven't gone, and, you know, they're wondering, you know, whether there's an allocation or, you know, what would be out there. I thought that, to me, was a little bit interesting. Guys didn't get into, you know, they're clearly not trying to say, hey, you know, I won't play here no matter what. But certainly, I think they're thinking that there might be enticements needed. I think some of the teams are going to have to work harder than some of the others in terms of attracting players and to sort of sell themselves as a place to be and a place to live, simply because some of the guys don't know that part of the country that well. And some of those cities as well as others. So, you know, certainly, you look at cost of living and money and what guys were talking about in terms of finances and, you know, will accommodations be covered by the league or not? Because that's a big thing if you're playing for York 9 in Toronto's cost of living. I mean, mind you, not a lot of guys said that overtly, but they just talk about accommodation costs. But I think, you know, guaranteed contracts was the thing that didn't surprise me that a lot of guys went back to. And I think as well, the idea that they said over and over, this is a great unknown. We have no idea what the playing level is going to be. I have, you know, this is a giant leap of faith for me to maybe possibly leave my club in Scandinavia or somewhere else in Europe or in USL to go to a league that I don't know what it's going to be regarded as. And some guys were, you know, one player had said the concern would be is, will other leagues and scouts look at it like, by going back to Canada, are you giving up? You know, are you sort of just throwing your hands up on your career and say, I'm giving up and going home? And that to me was an interesting perspective, because I think we always think of going home as a really positive thing. But one player said, is it going to be perceived that I'm giving up on, you know, maybe playing in Europe again down the road, or I've given up on MLS, or I've given up on, you know, moving up another level by going to this league? So I think a lot of players were talking about the leap of faith they've been asked to make, and that a lot of them are willing to make it, but I think they're looking for some understanding that there will be a leap of faith on their side.
This was a teaser of the Two Solitude Soccer Podcast for patrons only, available on our Patreon page, patreon.com/sportspodcastingnetwork. $2 a month will give you access to the full interview and to all our archives of the Two Solitude Soccer Podcast and all the shows going forward. Until next time, have a great soccer.